Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hello, neighbor. This is Pastor Kyler Lanier. I'm filling in for the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, as he's been overseas on a mission trip in Haiti. Thank you for your continued prayers for them. He returns today, and we are so excited to hear about an update from the work there and the things that God's doing overseas. But today, I'm looking forward to talking to you about the things that God can do right here at home in our own hearts. Yesterday, we mentioned that we're going to look at Proverbs chapter number 1, and just as a reminder, today is the first of the month. So I hope that you'll read Proverbs chapter number 1, and then tomorrow, read Proverbs chapter number 2, and continue so on and so forth for the rest of the month. You'll go through the whole book of Proverbs in a month. It's a wonderful book, one of my favorite books, and it's very important that you spend time in the Word of God each day. Before we look at Proverbs chapter number 1, I just want to share with you about the origin of a word, and that word is priority. That word was introduced to us around the 1400s, the most popular use, the word priority, and it comes from a Latin word, and it means prior, or a thing that is first, something that is before all else. So a priority is something that is before all other things. Did you know that the word priorities, plural, didn't start getting used until around the 1940s? That's when we introduced the concept of more than one thing that is before all else. And when you consider that, that's actually quite an oxymoron. If a priority is a thing that is before all else, how can you have multiple priorities? Well, I share that with you to let you know that the thing that should be before all else in our life should be the Lord. We should take time out of our day to spend with Him. It should be the most important part of our day, being able to fellowship with God. And because of that, I'm grateful that we have this time today to be able to go through the Word of God together. So let's look at Proverbs chapter number 1. And a great word to be able to introduce this study is the word discretion. Now, discretion has definition in the English language of the freedom to choose or intention. So it's the freedom to decide what should be done in a particular situation. It's a choice. That's what discretion is. It's the quality of behaving or speaking in such a way as to avoid causing offense or revealing private information. In that sense, it's judgment. So discretion is when you have judgment and a choice married together. That's discretion. And Proverbs is going to help us with our discretion in this life. Let's read Proverbs chapter 1. Verses 1 through 7. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And this serves as a great introduction to the Proverbs. And I just want us to look. First of all, we see the author in verse number 1, where it's the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Of course, you ought to be familiar with Solomon, and he was a wise man. Understand, even prior to the Lord bestowing upon him that wish of being wiser, he was already wise. You have to be a wise person to know that you should ask for wisdom. And Proverbs is going to teach us exactly that. That in realizing we have a lot to learn, we too can be wise and can increase in our learning. And so it's written here by Solomon. Of course, he wrote many, many, many Proverbs, lived quite the life, but that's a separate study for another day. And he writes it in verse number 2, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, and to know wisdom and instruction. We have to recognize in this life that we need to know some things. We can't just breeze through in our ignorance, hoping that everything's going to work out okay. So if we need to know some things, necessarily then, there are things that we do not know. I hope you understand that. We need to know some things, which means, by necessity, there are things that we do not know presently. And so verse number two is the need for education, to learn. Never stop learning. Never stop studying the Word of God. Never stop allowing Him to open up our eyes to behold the wondrous things that are in His law. Learn. So in verse number two is the need for education. Proverbs 18:15 says this, "The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge." So here we have two people that we would already consider to be wise people, and yet they have not arrived. Paul had something to say about that he did not count himself to arrived, that he had not quite attained yet. Well, we should be that way when it comes to our knowledge and our wisdom, that we're seeking after more from the Lord. So verse 2 is the need for education. And that education should come from the Word of God. Verse number 3, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. To give subtlety, in verse 4, to the young man, to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. And here in verse 4, that word simple means the naive, that don't know. That subtlety is that shrewdness, that caution, that prudence. To be able to give to the people that were ignorant, that prudence. That young man refers to somebody either in age or his position of a servant. It could be somebody from infancy to adolescence. And it really carries with it that thought of lack of experience. So the purpose of these Proverbs is going to be able to give to people that lack experience, knowledge, and discretion so that they'll know how to exercise themselves in different situations. To give that prudence, that subtlety to the simple, to the naive, to the foolish that don't know any better. So in verse number 4, we need to receive some things. We see that in verses 3 and 4. Verse 3 says to receive the instruction of wisdom. So necessarily then, there are things that we do not possess. Verses 3 and 4 is the need for realization. Verse 2 is our need for education. Verse 3 is the need for realization, to know there are some things we must receive. And by necessity, if we must receive them, we do not already have them in our possession. This is a humility in our life. Proverbs 22 verse 4 says, "By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life." Proverbs 11:2 says, "When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom." I hope that you see that. Through humility, we have that realization that there are some things that we need to receive that we don't possess. And we get those instructed directly out of God's word. Now let's look at verse number 5. "A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels." We must hear some things and grow. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. So by necessity, there are things we may not hear and never grow. This is the need for participation. So we have the need for education. We have the need for realization. Verse 5 is the need for participation, that we need to hear and grow in these things. It's active listening. It's living them out. Proverbs 16:23 says, "The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and addeth learning to his lips." We have to participate in the things that we read throughout this wonderful book. It's not enough just to be a passive observer or an absorber, to just try and soak it in. We have to live it out. It's not enough to just hear it. We need to grow. Wise man will hear and will increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. So we see so far in the beginning of Proverbs that it's opening in our eyes to the fact that there is a need for education. There are things we need to learn. There is a need for realization. We need to know the things that we don't know. And then there is a need for participation, where we need to actually apply these things to our life. Now tomorrow, we'll look at the other verses here in chapter number 1 and see that there are still some needs for us in our daily life. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope that you'll be back tomorrow as we share more together from God's precious word. From now until then, may God bless you richly is our prayer.